And now we have a story about a disease that is not infectious, a disease that draws the uninfected closer, in fact. When a cancer survivor stands up to cancer, there are family members standing there with them. And we want you to meet some of the family members of the women we've been following in our breast cancer series, Under Her Skin.
Hi, my name is Demetrius Johnson. I am the daughter to Lisa Eccles. And I just wanted to give you all an insight on how women that have breast cancer, what the children and the young women feel, you know, knowing that their mother has breast cancer.
Demetrius Johnson is 25, and for all of those 25 years, her mother's presence was as immovable as a rock, a mountain even. And then she got the news that her mother, Lisa Eccles, had cancer.
The automatic thing that I thought was, I'm about to lose my mother. And being a young woman whose mother is your best friend, not only just your best friend, but she wears so many hats. You can go to her for labs. You can go to her for serious talks. You can go to her for business. And you can go to her just for the comfort of being around her, just to feel, you know, that love, to know that that could be snatched away from me. It was very, very hurtful.
But Demetrius discovered that even those feelings were selfish. If she wanted to hold on to her mom, she would have to step up and be the caregiver to the most important person in Demetrius's life.
The next time that I felt any pain was getting a photograph sent to my phone of my mother, and she had no hair. And that absolutely hurt, because my mother has long, thick, charcoal hair. I've never known my mother's hair to be short, ever. So for her not to have any, it took a toll on me. And I told her, since you don't have any hair, do you want me to cut my hair off? And she said, no, I'm fine. If that's something that you want to do, then do it. But you don't have to, I'm fine. And I realized, Bob is beautiful, and she's beautiful. And she's embraced it. She's smiling. So I have to embrace it and smile. My mother is a fighter, and we were going to fight this battle together.
Family and friends in this fight. We had the pleasure of meeting Doris Johnson, one of cancer survivor Anita Coleman's best friends.
But I've been there. You know, I've been on this last journey with her every step of it, from the moment that she found out to where we are right now.
Doris and Anita made the journey together to New York City. Anita was afraid to fly. Doris secretly is afraid she won't have enough strength for her friend Anita.
I consider myself blessed to be in her presence, because to see a person go through this and you're like, oh, I don't know if I had that strength too, because it's not easy. It's just not easy. And before, I didn't realize, you know, and it's when they say, oh, I got cancer treatment, I'm doing this, what is that? But after going through it, I'm like, okay, there's a whole lot of stuff involved.
Doris says that Anita's willingness to tell everybody her story in her radio diary, even to proudly and playfully yank off her wig and laugh about her bald head, as she did one time when we were all standing next to the water looking at the Statue of Liberty, Doris sees this sense of pure peace in her friend.
That's a good thing, because it's a positive story. It's her story, and people will see that they can also arrive at the other side. If you're willing to fight for your life, you get there. And some, you know, they need to hear that. You just need to hear good things. At least I do. And I've watched her at her worst, and we've crawled through it together, and then she's ready to go. Okay, let's go.
But how does a father react when he learns that his daughter might be taken by cancer? A daughter passing on before a parent. The worst possible news.
As a minister who has pastored several churches, people would always ask me to pray for them or pray with them. Before I do, I usually would make one request of them, and that is that when my time come, that they would please remember me. You see, if you live long enough in this world, you will discover that everyone gets a turn. Well, my turn came 2 days before Christmas, December the 23rd, 2013.
It was the day Keith Miller learned that his 28-year-old daughter, Crystal Miller, was diagnosed with breast cancer.
I don't have a problem telling you that for a brief moment, my faith was shaken. When no one was around, I cried. I cried in my car. I cried in my room. I cried on my bed. The tears would just come out of nowhere. Every time I traveled from my home in Delaware to Mount Sinai, New York, to be with her during her treatments, a few tears would come out of nowhere. Seeing my baby, my daughter, taking chemo, and losing her hair was very difficult. The lump removal, the radiation treatments that followed didn't make it any easier. Being with her during treatments taught me a few things.
It was also during those treatments that Keith realized that while his daughter had support, himself, his wife, Crystal's two brothers, many of the women showing up for chemotherapy and radiation were all alone.
What I take away from this experience of watching these women go through treatment is that having a support system is one of the most important steps to healing. I just want to tell all of those who may be going through that, you're never alone. To my daughter and all the daughters out there, I dedicate this song found on YouTube by songwriter Shannon Sanders. And I hope that everyone will get a chance to see and hear it.
You'll always be daddy's little girl. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. You'll always be daddy's little girl. Yes, you will. Yes, you will.
Our thanks go out to Keith Miller, Demetrius Johnson, and Doris Adams for joining us in this journey alongside Crystal, Lisa, and Anita. To hear more from our series, visit us at thetakeaway.org and click on Under Her Skin on the right side of the page. You can also join the conversation online by joining our Under Her Skin group on Facebook.
Only one word's best for you.